From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. In just over an hour, Hillary Clinton will accept the Democratic Party's nomination for president. Clinton's campaign manager said that she would lay out very clearly the choice that people face in November's election. On Wednesday night, Mrs. Clinton appeared briefly on stage with President Barack Obama at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. In his speech to the delegates, the president said that Clinton has a better vision for the country than Republican Donald Trump.
We're not a fragile people. We're not a frightful people. Our power doesn't come from some self-declared savior promising that he alone can restore order as long as we do things his way. We don't look to be ruled.
Clinton has said on numerous occasions she needs to earn voters' trust, which was shaken in part because of her use of a private unsecured email server while she was Secretary of State. Now, Donald Trump, meanwhile, was campaigning in Davenport, Iowa Thursday and criticized what he called lies being told about him in speeches at the Democratic convention. The billionaire businessman told a rally that Democrats had wrongly characterized his acceptance speech last week as too dark and ominous.
Actually, it wasn't dark. It was very optimistic because I explained the problem and then I explained how we're going to fix it, or at least stated that we're going to fix it. I think it was a very optimistic speech.
Earlier, Trump told Fox News that he was only being sarcastic when he asked Russian hackers to try to find 30,000 emails missing from Hillary Clinton's private email server. And you can hear Mrs. Clinton's acceptance speech on these VOA frequencies beginning at 2 hours Universal Time. This is VOA News. Russia's defense minister Sergei Shoigu says that 4 corridors will be set up to permit civilians and unarmed fighters to leave the besieged-held areas of Aleppo. As Edward Uranian reports from Cairo, the Syrian government is also promising amnesty to fighters who surrender within 3 months.
Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told a press conference in Moscow that Russia and the Syrian government would set up 4 corridors for those trapped in the besieged quarters of the city to leave. He says Russia is inviting humanitarian organizations to join the operation with Syrian authorities to help civilians living in the rebel-held districts of Aleppo and fighters who choose to lay down their arms to leave the city via humanitarian corridors. Syrian government military forces recaptured the Beni Zaid district of Aleppo from rebel factions overnight. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Syrian branch of al-Qaeda, the al-Nusra Front, announced Thursday it was breaking ties with the global terror network. In a video, its leader Abu Muhammad al-Johani said that the organization decided to stop operating under the banner of al-Nusra and to set up a new front called Jabhat Fateh el-Sham. Meanwhile, spokesman Josh Earnest said at the White House Thursday the Obama administration's assessment of the Syrian Islamist rebel group has not changed.
The United States continues to assess that Nusra Front leaders maintain the intent to conduct eventual attacks in and against the West, and there continues to be increasing concern about Nusra Front's growing capacity for external operations that could threaten both the United States and Europe.
Analysts said al-Nusra aims to rebrand and defend itself as it comes under increased pressure from Moscow and Washington after they agreed to step up joint efforts against jihadist groups. 5 U.S. service members were wounded during offensive counterterrorism operations while partnered with Afghan forces earlier this week. The top U.S. general in Afghanistan, General John Nicholson, said the troops were special operations soldiers who were wounded while attempting to clear an area in southern Nangarhar province.
The nature of the combat there, small arms fire, I would say, some shrapnel. These were the nature of the injuries that they experienced.
Nicholson said none of the injuries was life-threatening. Turkey's Supreme Military Council gathered Thursday in a hastily planned meeting to replace more than 2,400 military personnel dismissed on Wednesday. The move comes as part of a wider purge of government officials and academic leaders following an attempted coup that left nearly 300 people dead. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.